single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Hello and welcome to Living Life. May you be enriched deeply in your time in God's Word today. Today is June 24th and we're starting Numbers chapter 19. Not from where I live, there's a lot of street vandalism and graffitis all over the walls of these shops and restaurants, and you know, they try so hard to get the graffiti up the walls and they try to use all the cleaning agent possible, but it's simply impossible to get these graffiti and the vandalism really erase. As you look at that, you can't help but be reminded of these Israelites, rebellion after rebellion, complaining after complaining, all throughout the book of Numbers. And then today's passage, we're introduced to a special cleaning agent, a special cleansing agent, a special cleansing water that is specially formulated to cleanse any moral deformities and vandalism. So what is this special water and what does it really point to? Where does the power come from in this special cleansing water? Let's jump into our passage to take a look all together.
Numbers chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "This is a requirement of the law that the Lord has commanded. Tell the Israelites to bring you a red heifer without defect or blemish and that has never been under a yoke. Give it to Eleazar the priest. It is to be taken outside the camp and slaughtered in his presence. Then Eleazar the priest is to take some of its blood on his finger and sprinkle it seven times toward the front of the tent of meeting. While he watches, the heifer is to be burned, its hide, flesh, blood, and offal. The priest is to take some cedar wood, hyssop, and scarlet wool and throw them onto the burning heifer. After that, the priest must wash his clothes and bathe himself with water. He may then come into the camp, but he will be ceremonially unclean till evening. The man who burns it must also wash his clothes and bathe with water, and he too will be unclean till evening. A man who is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and put them in a ceremonially clean place outside the camp. They shall be kept by the Israelite community for use in the water of cleansing. It is for purification from sin. The man who gathers up the ashes of the heifer must also wash his clothes, and he too will be unclean till evening. This will be a lasting ordinance both for the Israelites and for the aliens living among them."
Today's passage is packed with wonderful hints of God's grace and mercy in spite of the unfaithfulness of the Israelites. And we see God giving these rebellious Israelites one more chance to be cleansed and to be made right and then to start again afresh. There's this formula given for a special kind of water, a special cleansing water, and it's almost like a chemistry experiment. First you grab a red heifer and you slaughter the red heifer and you dip the blood and sprinkle it seven times, and then the heifer is burned completely, and while it's being burnt you get a cedar wood, hyssop, and scarlet wool to burn it all together. And then you get all the ashes after it's all totally burnt up. You mix it with water, and then voila, you have a special cleansing water. So you might ask, what is the meaning behind all these rituals and formulas and, you know, all these experiments and ingredients to make this special kind of water? We don't know exactly all the meanings behind it, but we're given a hint or a clue when we see the color of the sacrifice that's given up and also the wool that's thrown into the mix, which is a red heifer. It's a red heifer, and then also you add scarlet wool. So both are red, the color red. And color red represents the color of the blood. And the blood represents life in ancient Israel, and particularly the most powerful cleansing agent is a blood of a substitutionary sacrifice, a sacrifice that's innocent, but also a sacrifice that really is slaughtered in your place, a substitutionary sacrifice given up for my cleansing. And what does this remind you of? It reminds us of to the ultimate sacrifice that's given up for us, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, who was given up as the ultimate red heifer. Through His blood and through His sacrifice, we're cleansed from our moral impurities and deformities and vandalism on our hearts. And His blood is a powerful, the most powerful cleansing agent in the world that has power to truly purify us and truly make us clean. You know, when I was in college, I didn't do quite so well in school. I was distracted many times, so I knew my grades would turn out really, really bad. And so I knew the grades would be posted up online, but, you know, for weeks, for even months, I would not check my grades, fully knowing that my grades speak of my failures and my atrocities and, you know, my, you know, just failure to really measure up and, you know, measure up to the standard and really study hard. And so, like the Israelites, you know, our moral record is filled with, you know, hints of failures, and it's not so fabulous. Our moral record is tainted with rebellions and complaints against God. I mean, you know, it's already, can you imagine, it's already June of 2017, and how are you guys doing in your resolution that you made in the beginning of the year? Many of us, we have failed to measure up to even our own standard. And so our past record reminds us of our failures and our rebellions and our inability to really measure up. But this cleansing water reminds us of God's hope, that we don't stand before God based on our own track record of the past, which is filled with failures. We may fall 99 times, but this cleansing water reminds us we can get up 100 times because we stand not based on our past record of failures, but we stand based on the perfect record of our red heifer, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And it gives us ultimate confidence to really stand in the midst of failure and really charge again. You know, I love the story in 2 Kings chapter 5 about this Syrian general named Naaman. And Naaman had a leprosy, and he came to Israel to be purified and cleansed of his leprosy. So he brought his hordes of treasures and offerings and his whole entourage and army. And he was thinking, surely God of Israel would cleanse me because I'm bringing all these offerings and treasures to the God. And so he thought he could buy his way into cleansing and purity of his leprosy. But Elisha, the prophet at that time, would have none of it. He wasn't impressed by the offering at all. He simply said, go to the Jordan River and wash yourself, dip yourself 7 times and you'll be clean. And Naaman, it was really a shocking indictment upon him. He said, that's it? Just go to Jordan River, this measly old river, and wash yourself 7 times? That's it? It was almost too easy. And that's exactly the point. We can't really buy our way or perform our way into being cleansed by God. We could try our best and give our best efforts, but we could never buy the cleansing. God has to act on His own initiative to offer up His grace to cleanse us and purify us. And so that's what Naaman had to experience, is this pure grace of God. And that's what's going to really wash us clean. It's not our moral efforts. It's not our treasures that we give up to God. It's not our offering. It's not our sacrifice, but the blood of the ultimate substitutionary sacrifice on our behalf, the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, washes us clean And because of that, we could have confidence and assurance today. In closing, maybe some of you guys are caught in discouragement or despair or just disappointed in yourself and you feel like you've fallen and really lack the strength to really get up again. Well, I want to remind you that there's a special water, and the water itself doesn't have any power. The water has power in that it points to the ultimate sacrifice given up for us. And through Jesus, you can stand today again and you can be restored. And you can be cleansed completely and purified in His blood. So let me go ahead and pray for us. Heavenly Father, for all of us who are discouraged and in despair and really disappointed about ourselves, I pray, Lord Father God, that You would give us strength and sprinkle the living water of Jesus on our hearts, that we will be filled with assurance and confidence and joy to really stand back up and really live this day for You alone. Would You give us that courage and boldness in our hearts? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching further and stepping in closer, CGN TV.